This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Just about every woman who finds herself behind bars in New Mexico will get out eventually. The question is, will she be able to restart her life and rejoin her family? There aren't enough services in this state for all of the women who want to break the cycles that landed them in jail or prison. It's Saturday, late morning. Women are planting vegetables and herbs in a raised garden bed in the shared yard of a small set of apartments in Albuquerque.
Where are we going to grow the jalapenos and the squash?
We'll leave room for them.
And then
chili.
And then zucchini.
And then tomatoes.
Well, well. Calm down, killer.
This is Maya's Place, a transitional living facility for women with mental health and substance abuse issues. Treatments here are tailored to people who've experienced trauma. This life skills class covers things like cooking, sewing, self-care, budgeting. Residents also participate in group therapy and job training to help them as they step back out into the world. But this program is one of a kind in New Mexico. Most treatment programs and halfway houses aren't designed specifically for women.
Whenever I first got there, like, I was really nervous, but after a couple of days, I felt really safe.
That's Amanda Hamilton. She stayed at Maya's Place for 8 months after she was released from jail in October of 2013.
As time goes on, you start building relationships with the other women, like a sisterhood. You grow with each other.
Hamilton graduated to Crossroads, a program which provides apartments for women and their children. There, people work to pull their families out of homelessness or put an end to a string of stays in places like the Metropolitan Detention Center, or MDC, in Albuquerque. Even the basics of leaving detention requires special consideration for women.
Whenever I would leave MDC and I would get transported on the van, for me, like, getting out downtown in the middle of the night was kind of scary. You just have to walk.
Women don't get into or out of incarceration in the same way that men do.
Casey Quirk is the executive director of Crossroads for Women.
Women get into the system a lot more for petty crimes, for drug-related crimes. Sometimes there's property crimes that are connected to addiction issues that haven't been effectively addressed.
So women go in for different reasons than men, and the release can be more dangerous. Plus, when a woman's in lockup, there aren't sufficient services to help her maintain contact with her kids.
In our experience, the moms have continued to remain primary caregivers for most of the kids. So when they get out, it sometimes feels like starting from scratch. And no matter how you slice it, mom is always going to be mom.
Women leaving jail and prison have told Quirk that what they really need is a chance to learn some skills and time to get themselves stabilized so they can start feeling confident about tackling the future. There are about 1,000 women behind bars in New Mexico. Women constitute the fastest growing prison population, and about 50% of people released from lockup will wind up back there. Rose Bobchak, acting director of the State Probation and Parole Division, says cutting that number would save taxpayers money, and transitional living centers around the country have been proven to do exactly that.
Success for an offender is also success in the community, because if the offender's successful, then we're providing public safety for that community as a whole.
The Department of Corrections confirms there are very few placement options for female inmates, especially in rural areas. So the department is looking to expand services around the state and plans to partner with programs like Maya's Place and Crossroads for Women. Amanda Hamilton is proof that once you're in the system, you don't have to stay there. She did 8 rounds in the county jail. She says she didn't understand what a better life could be.
That started to be my history, but I was able to build that foundation of recovery. For myself, I feel successful. And all of this came from the transitional living.
Hamilton has a job as a senior vocational intern at Crossroads and is entering her third semester in community college. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.